if you're a parent out there and your kids are what I would call shy, maybe they're reticent, maybe, you know, there's a lot of ways you can label it. Let's just say shy. My parents didn't have to worry about that with me. If they were ever worried, their job was trying to rein me in when I was a kid, because I was kind of going all over the place and excited to be out there running out with the bigger kids wanting to play on their team. Nope, get out, get lost. They had to rein me in, but it's not always that way. And how do you know when there could be problems with your children who aren't maybe as demonstrative as other kids? Because a lot of people are shy, sometimes painfully shy. Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, here, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think one way to look at this is to begin with that 20 to 50%, depending on what timeline or numbers or whatever we're using, certainly have some level of shyness. So that's certainly a large number of people.
Does that count the same word like introverted or, I mean, are they all basically meaning the same thing in your world?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we can, we're generally talking about people that are not just outwardly demonstrative of saying things. And for many kids, this is fine. You know, this is really a personality trait. It doesn't have to be a negative trait.
No.
A lot of times parents, particularly outgoing parents, may see this as a flaw. They want their child to be maybe more loud, more active, more talkative, call it whatever you will. So they can see this as a flaw. But many shy persons certainly have good self-image. They like themselves very well. They have good eye contact. They'll shake your hand. They'll talk to you if you mm-hmm. talk to them. So there's really nothing wrong with that. I think when we see there's a problem is if a person really has inner problems, that they really had poor self-worth, they dislike themselves, they begin to find fault with everyone else to the point they say, I don't want to see those persons, I don't want to be doing these things, and then they can have in their life things like anger, fear, resentment, low self-esteem, fear of opening up that they might be hurt, an excuse to give up also, and then there are even some that end up becoming a martyr. Nobody likes me, nobody's around me, and person becomes angry and difficult at home. So there are many phases to this, but I think in many cases, we've had, in our offices, we've had parents have us see children. If they see a problem, there really isn't a problem. It's just, it's the way the person is, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think in any case, we want parents to trying to identify, you know, how do their children function, be a good role model of being a good person, and really teach social skills early, demonstrate them, show them. And so I think if we do that, that's a positive thing to do, because there is such a thing as social anxiety, which is a tremendous fear of going anywhere. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about general shyness. Shyness does not have to be a negative. In fact, I would say in most cases it's not a negative. And often shy people, they observe, they analyze, they become mm-hmm. good students of what's going on around them.
Do you find that generally the parents who come in who think there's a problem, and you mentioned it, you touched on this briefly, but it's parents who are themselves at the opposite end of where their kids are in terms of how their own personality. So they're, you know, hey, I'm not sure, that's a little me right there. Can you help, Doc? And the answer that you frequently get is, well, it is a little you, but not the same you, and it's okay. Does that happen
true.
A lot?
And yes, that does happen, and it goes the other way too. The very quiet, shy person can have a loud person. The ADHD one, when you get Chucky the other direction, that can really be a nightmare. But I think a lot of times you're right. Your point is a good one. You could have parents who are generally outgoing, social, and they have a daughter or a son or both even that are generally shy, more inward, reticent, call it whatever word. Well, we don't want to start calling name calling in a way, or labeling maybe like, well, look at, you're shy, you've got to get out, you've got to do more. That doesn't help. You can set up environments, have kids come over to your house, you can take them to the movie, you can set up an environment if you want to have the children have more social experiences. But to just try to assume because your children aren't like you that there's a problem with them, and there may be not be a problem with you or with them. And if you're a social climber, if you will, in a stereotypical way, you may see that the children are almost a reaction against that. Mm. And they would rather observe, enjoy life, have a few friends, and not be on the social merry-go-round that for many people never ends until their life ends, actually. So yes, we do need to take into account all persons are different, children are different, chemical makeups are different, and shy kids often are just doing fine and enjoying life and have good self-esteem.
You mentioned a word there that gets me bristling, so I got to get this off my chest. When it comes to kids, there was the word out there that people tend to label. There's labeling that goes on, and I'm not just talking about parents. I'm talking sometimes with teachers, with counselors, with other people. They want to, you know, when they see a child, they want to figure out a way to make this person fit into a certain category for better understanding. And I get that, but is there a danger that we label kids too quickly? Even like you're mentioning with the shy kids, kids who are more reticent, they're young, they're growing. Give them some time. You don't always know if they'll be the same in 4 or 5 years.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, labeling can have a very negative thing on a person,
yeah,
particularly if it's a negative label. So I think in a case like being shy, there's nothing wrong with being shy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If parents want to, in a positive way, enhance the social experience of their children, they can model it, they can have children come around, they can have get-togethers. Where do children not want to join another child to go to the park, you know, go to the zoo, go get some ice cream, do things? Parents have opportunities if they have concerns, and they might not even have concerns, and they might feel these are some good things to do, you know, with the children. And I think we also can encourage children, if they have skills and interests, to get them into activities,
yeah,
that will have them around the type of children we feel would be good for their educational and moral, you know, development. So labeling is a negative thing, and I think if we take a child as he or she is, and as a parent, we try to enhance their abilities and their ability to be successful in life, socially, educationally, professionally. That's part of being a good parent, being a good citizen.
Is it fun sometimes to tell a parent when they come in and they're like, okay, you know, here's our situation. Tell us, Doc, what we're doing wrong. And you come to the end of it and you go, nothing. You're not doing anything wrong. Everything is just fine. That's got to be a good feeling, too.
Dave, I've got to tell you, that probably happens, I'm going to say, once every month or so, that when somebody is here, not always for shyness, but we'll make a comment, I'll say, you know, you really don't have an issue here. You know, another issue is the 3-8 student, but the brothers and sisters were 4 points, and the person only had a 27 ACT. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but there are parents
help
that actually get concerned that extreme.
Oh,
so
my.
Then you kind of say, you know, you're being enormously successful as a parent, but you're going to have a negative impact on your child if you're taking a top drawer student in person and saying you want them to do even more. But in a university town, that's more common than you might think.
Yeah, I can just imagine what that would be like. I'm glad you get to deal with that. And I don't, because I would say, what's the matter with you? Are you serious? That would be my instant reaction. I get my blood up a little bit. But Dr. John Bracci, our good friend here, with some advice this morning here. And sometimes the advice is keep doing what you're doing, because your kids are just fine. Shy, introverted isn't always a bad thing. In fact, frequently, it's not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. It's good advice here on a Tuesday. It's always good to talk to you, especially coming off another win. I know you enjoyed that on Saturday.
I
homecoming
did.
Day.
And as much as I enjoyed that, I enjoyed meeting your daughter over at Meyer. How does that sound?
Well, there it is. She did mention that to me. And I said, well, did he impart any words of wisdom? She said, no, he was in a hurry, but he was very nice. I said, well, that sounds like John. That sounds like the doc right
well,
there.
Well, you know, she called me George Clooney. I said, stop it. I'm tired of this stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
Then she figured who I was.
Yeah. That's it. I'm going to put that down under advisement right here. So, Dr. John Bracci, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Very good to you, Tulsa.